Victoria's sewage disposal is under scrutiny. Environmental groups are using data issued by the Capital Regional District to call for measures to protect the seabed and its marine life for future generations. Each year, the city dumps billions of liters of raw sewage into the Georgia Strait. This week, the Georgia Strait Alliance issued an urgent plea to the provincial government to declare the seabed under Victoria's sewage outfalls as a contaminated site. Christiane Wilhelmsen is with the Georgia Strait Alliance, and she joins me by phone this morning. Good morning, Christiane.
Good morning, Jane.
What is meant exactly? What do you want the meaning of contaminated sites to be?
Well, there are regulations and guidelines both at the federal and provincial level which have established what a contaminated site is, and it is when you have levels of particular contaminants that are over a certain level. So this has already been established. Science has already been used to establish these levels. And what we did was we looked at the CRD's own data. They monitor the seabed every year and publish those results. We simply took those numbers, compared them to provincial regulations and federal guidelines, and found that the levels of 19 out of 33 compounds were exceeding the limits that have been set through contaminated site regulations. So, in essence, the seabed should qualify as a contaminated site. So we simply asked the province to review our data and start the process for dealing with the seabed as a contaminated site.
So this is nothing new. The regulations are there. The standards are set. All the data is in.
That is true. It is simply that we looked at it through a different lens. One thing to understand is that the Capital Regional District has their own guidelines for sediment contamination. However, they're significantly weaker than provincial and federal regulations. Now, why the municipality has different regulations, I can't answer that. I don't know. But they're much, much weaker. So every year, the CRD does compare their data to their own regulations. And every year, everything's fine. But when you have much weaker regulations, there are no red flags that'll go up.
So every municipality can just set their own guidelines?
Well, I don't know how to answer that because I've never heard of this before. My understanding was always that provincial and federal guidelines on things around environmental protection would supersede municipal guidelines. But in this case, that doesn't seem to be the case. Neither the province nor the federal government has used their own regulations to force the Capital Regional District to deal with this problem. And the way to deal with this problem is to get secondary sewage treatment for the city of Victoria.
There seems to be such a conflict of interest because, of course, municipalities are going to be producing the sewage.
Exactly. So, and what's also interesting about this is that the seabed is actually the property of the province. So the province right now is not even protecting its own property, so to speak, with the regulations they have in hand. The Capital Regional District has a philosophy that sewage can be, quote-unquote, treated by the natural environment. But, of course, with all the chemicals, as we've shown in this report, that go out every day in raw sewage, there's no way that the environment can treat it in any way. It's just becoming part of the natural environment, part of the food web, and, you know, eventually could end up on our plates.
What kind of things particularly alarmed you in the data that you studied?
Well, there are things like a lot of heavy metals, copper, lead, that are exceeding regulations, and a very large number of organic compounds, which are toxic to marine life and have carcinogenic impacts. So, you know, what they're doing to the marine life, where we have a large variety of fish, and of course the southern resident killer whales that are endangered in both Canada and the U.S. swim through these waters. So they're being exposed to these toxic chemicals on a daily basis.
And as you said, then you have a concern that these will then, apart from the concern about the sea life itself, but also that will then end up on our dinner plates?
Exactly, because if chemicals enter the food chain, they eventually will end up in the fish that we eat. Now, of course, shellfish harvesting is banned in a 60-kilometer area around Victoria, so you won't be eating mussels or anything like that are coming from that area. You can't. It's simply not, they would not pass the health test. But it means these chemicals are floating outside of that 60-kilometer zone, so fish and so on could be affected by it. And as I said, there are solutions to this problem. Victoria must start treating its sewage, and it's a continual battle to get the Capital Regional District to view sewage treatment as a viable option.
Well, you say it's a continual battle, and it's like my impression this has been going on for a very long time, and people have been criticizing the Capital District mm-hmm. for a long time, and has anything changed?
No, in essence. 30 years ago, Victoria decided, they saw that their beaches were polluted with everything that comes out of the sewage pipe, and so what they decided, rather, even though it had been recommended at the time by scientists that secondary sewage treatment was the way to go, they chose rather to build two long pipes. And so the pipes simply pipe the sewage further away so that they can't see it. Now, Capital Regional District is putting a lot of efforts into source control, and they should be commended for that, and source control is an important part.
What do you mean by source control?
Source control is simply educating people, both businesses and individuals, not to put the chemicals that do cause harm down the drain, and that's businesses, whether it's a dentist office or what you use in your home, your laundry soap and so on. So there's education about how to reduce chemical input into the sewage system. However, there are two fundamental problems with using that as your sole means of sewage treatment. One of them is that it doesn't deal with a lot of the chemicals that are finding their way into the water. Copper, for example, is coming from the pipes, so there is no way to control that at the source. The other problem with source control is it takes a long time. It's education. People have to learn about the chemicals that are finding their way into the system, and it's a system which it's kind of a system that relies on everybody agreeing to do this. I will not dump oil down the drain. I will not dump these chemicals down the drain. Well, that's a kind of a faith-based system that is important to have, but it won't solve all the problems. Sewage treatment is the only way to keep those chemicals out of the water.
So why are they dragging their feet so much? Is it the cost?
Well, I don't have a straightforward answer to that. The CRD is floating a highly overinflated number that they are using really to scare the people of Victoria into thinking their taxes will go through the roof with sewage treatment. But the number, nobody in Canada has ever paid that much for, like the number they're throwing around is about $400 million, and nobody in Canada has paid that much for a sewage treatment plant at the secondary level. So I think at one point it probably was money. Now I simply think there's a philosophy within the Capital Regional District that they must defend the decisions they made decades ago, and they're doing everything in their power to do that, and it's a very, very short-sighted view of responsibility.
So we made a bad decision back then, so we have to continue making the same bad decision.
It would seem to be that. There's certainly both staff and some board members of the CRD are firmly convinced that dumping raw sewage and all the chemicals that are in that is not a problem. It does no harm to the environment, which there's growing, mounting evidence that simply is not true. But we're having a great deal of difficulty trying to change that attitude. This is why we went ahead and asked the provincial government to use regulations that are already on the books to try to, the contaminated sites regulations have a structure that allow us to start dealing with the problem. So let's use the regulations on the books to help the CRD start discussing the issue, rather than whether we should or not have sewage treatment. How are we going to do it?
So what response have you had from the provincial government?
Currently, they've received our request within the last week, and they are looking at it. And so we have not had any. It's going to take some time for them to review the information and make their decision. But it seems rather obvious that when you have 19 of 33 chemicals exceeding contaminated sites regulation, that something needs to be done. So we're very hopeful that they will act on this and use this opportunity to bring sewage treatment to Victoria.
To bring it back home to us here in Vancouver, how does the GVRD, the Greater Vancouver Regional District sewage treatment, compare with Victoria's? Are we doing a better job here?
I guess that's a yes and no answer. We do treat all our sewage. However, our two largest plants, Lionsgate and Iona, are only primary sewage treatment plants, and therefore a lot of the chemicals, and Vancouver's a highly, much more industrialized city, a lot more chemicals are going into the system. If you look at Victoria, who doesn't treat their sewage, and Vancouver that treats their sewage at a primary level, if you look at it from a volume perspective, we're contributing probably as many chemicals as Victoria is. So Vancouver definitely needs to step up and start treating its sewage at a secondary level at all five of its treatment plants. There are plans to do this in their liquid waste management plan, but they're not for another 20 to 40 years, and that's far too long.
Well, if people are concerned about this, what can they do to kind of move things along? Where should they apply pressure?
It needs to be applied at the GVRD level. They are the ones who make the decisions. So if one of their counselors and where they live is on the GVRD board, then I would suggest that they contact them. I think, you know, putting pressure on our municipal politicians and having them push that along to the GVRD level is definitely important. We need to open up the discussion again so that we can bring sewage treatment, secondary sewage treatment to Vancouver much sooner.
Well, thanks for talking to me this morning, Christiane.
You're very welcome.
I've been speaking with Christiane Well-Helmsen. She's with the Georgia Strait Alliance. If you want to check out their website, you can go to georgiastrait.org.